By the powers! It's time for another dastardly Pirate Code podcast. I be asked, what advice would you give to teenagers worldwide about how to get along with their parents? I, parent and be a blend of chaos, love, and accidental comedy. Raising kids be like a walk in the park. Jurassic Park to be specific. Hoist the Jolly Roger! Gather round as old Blackbeard shares some pearls of wisdom for navigating the sometimes tumultuous waters of parent-teen relationships. Here be me advice for teenagers worldwide on how to get along with their parents. Open communication. Speak openly with your parents. Share your thoughts and feelings and be willing to listen to theirs. Honest and respectful communication be the anchor that keeps the ship steady. Most parents agree with Dr. Benjamin Spock when he says there are only two things a child will share willingly: communicable diseases and his mother's age. So don't be like that. Honest and open communication is the compass that guides the ship. It'd be the key to understanding each other better and preventing misunderstandings from turning into storms. Empathy and understanding. To sail smoothly through the waters of family life, put yourself in your parents' boots. Try to understand their perspective and the challenges they face. Parents have struggles, dreams, and fears just like teens. Here be one challenge old Blackbeard has heard. When your kids are toddlers, they need you 24/7. When they're teens, they pretend you don't exist, except when they need money, food, or a ride. Empathy be a powerful tool for building bridges and fostering a sense of unity aboard the ship. Set boundaries and respect them. Every ship needs its rules, and so does a household. Work together with your parents, agree upon reasonable boundaries, and then stick to them. It'd be crucial for a harmonious voyage. Once established, respect them like the sacred code of the sea, ensuring harmony and mutual respect aboard the ship. Pick your battles. Not every squabble be worth a full-blown mutiny. Not every wave be a tidal wave. Choose your battles wisely and save your energy for the ones that truly matter. Sometimes it'd be better to let the smaller issues slide for the sake of peace on the ship. For many, parenthood is the scariest hood they have ever had to go through. Show appreciation. Aye, even pirates appreciate a kind word now and then. Let your parents know ye value and appreciate them. A simple thank you can be the wind in their sails, making the journey smoother for all aboard. If your parents are providing food, clothing, shelter, don't take it for granted. A simple thank you can smooth the seas. Be responsible. Aye, a good sailor takes on their fair share of duties. Contribute to the ship's upkeep. Take on chores and responsibilities without being asked. It not only lightens the load, but also shows your parents that ye be a responsible and trustworthy crewmate. One parent told myself that parents spend the first 2 years teaching kids to walk and talk, then the next 16 years telling them to sit down and be quiet. If ye can't carry your part of the load while living at home, what makes you think you can carry the full load on your own? Find common ground. Seek out shared interests and activities with your parents. Discovering common ground can be like finding a hidden treasure and can strengthen the bond between ye and your parents. It might even lead to some enjoyable adventures together on the seas of life. Ye shall have troubles aplenty once ye leave their protective instincts, so try to minimize the challenges while aboard their ship. Apologize when needed. Even the bravest and most legendary pirates make mistakes. If ye mess up and find yourself in troubled waters, own up to it, admit that ye be wrong, and offer a sincere apology. It takes a strong sailor to admit when they're wrong. Offering a sincere apology be a sign of strength and maturity. Earning respect from your fellow crewmates, independence with respect. As ye grow, you'll be wanting more independence. and this be as natural as the changing tides. Communicate your desire for freedom with respect, and work with your parents to navigate these new waters, and to establish a balance that allows both parties to navigate these changing seas. Treasure the time together. The seas of life be ever-changing, and time be the most precious treasure. Spend quality time with your parents, for these shared experiences be the true riches of family life. Cherish the memories, and let them be the guiding stars in the night sky of your familial journey. Arr! Remember, even the mightiest pirate needs a loyal crew, and a family be much the same. By fostering understanding, communication, and respect, ye can navigate the turbulent waters of adolescence and family life with greater ease. Set sail with a hearty spirit. Me hearties are by thunder. Follow this old pirate on social media. Download the Scurvy app so we can chat about your favorite team or player. Tell me who be your favorite entertainer, and let me give you me own opinion. And join the weekly and monthly treasure hunt. Blackbeard has millions in buried treasure to be found. Oh, and also quit calling on those wenches, Siri and Alexa. Give Blackbeard a holler when you need something. Well, I thought I'd be done for the day, but this email just arrived, also asking about young folks. So allow me to address this irritating interruption. Here be the question. Blackbeard, that be meself, what advice would you give to a young person leaving home and striking out on his or her own? Avast ye adventurous souls about to embark on a journey into the great unknown. Blackbeard, though a sea rover, be sharing sage advice for those venturing forth into the world on their own. Heed these words, and may your compass always point true. Hoist the anchor and steer your own ship. Set a course with purpose and conviction. Life's seas be vast, and only those with direction find their way to treasure. One father said, "So proud of my child for leaving home and becoming independent. I mean, sure, they're living in my basement, but it's rent-free independence. I move into the cargo hold of your parents' ship. Maybe a move in the right direction, but you can't truly experience life on your own until you captain your own dinghy. The night sky be your guide. Learn to navigate by the stars. Follow your dreams and aspirations. Let them be the northern star, guide ye through life's twists and turns. There may be some eye-opening moments, like one mom observed. My kid moved out to find himself. So far, all he's found is a stack of laundry and an empty fridge. Your provisions be precious. Ration 'em wisely, both the gold in your purse and the time in your day. Balance be the key to preventing a leaky hull. Moving out teaches young folks important skills, like how long you can live without toilet paper before it becomes a crisis. Whatever task be at hand, swab the deck with pride. No job be beneath a true sailor. Hard work be the wind that fills your sails. Ye shall soon enough learn what your parents did for you that ye never even noticed. Storms will come, me hearty, that's a fact. Learn to embrace them, face them with courage, and emerge stronger on the other side. Every storm be a test of your mettle. When ye were teens, ye couldn't wait to move out. 2 weeks later, ye be texting mom, how do you make spaghetti? Ye shall also have to clean up the mess yourself. In the vast expanse of life, seek out friendly ports where ye can rest your sails. Forge bonds with loyal mates who'll stand by ye through fair winds and foul. But be careful of those sunny day friends who are only there when there is free booze and pizza. always keep a weather eye on the horizon. Opportunities be on the horizon, and dangers too. Stay vigilant and be ready to adjust your course accordingly. Nothing says, I'm on my own now, like realizing paper towels cost money. Learn the art of negotiating and diplomacy. Know when to parley and when to stand firm. Words be a powerful weapon. Use them wisely. Also, be diplomatic when ye have to call mom or dad for help. As Erica Jong says, advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer, but wish we didn't. Independence be a prized flag to fly, but don't be too proud to ask for help when the seas get rough. A wise sailor knows when to seek assistance from the harbor. Soon enough, ye shall be agreeing with Phyllis Diller, who said, cleaning your house while your kids are still growing is like shoveling the sidewalk before it stops snowing. Your ambitions be the treasure. Create a map. Set goals and aspirations. A treasure map be a guide when the waters be murky and the path unclear. A ship without a chosen destination is destined to be a shipwreck on a rocky shore. May these nuggets of pirate wisdom guide ye, young adventurer, as ye set sail into the uncharted waters of independence. May the winds be ever at your back, and may your journey be filled with discovery and triumph. Fair winds and a prosperous voyage to ye! Now kindly allow me to get back to plundering the luxury yachts anchored of St. Bart's! Ha! Just kidding! That kind of activity didn't end well for me the first time around.